I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Here on Esoterica, thanks to CJ Kinney, we've covered lots of aspects of Christmas and the holidays. But as for me, Christmas came and went. I enjoyed it. But my brain was deeply immersed in several voluminous books about UFOs, also known as UAP. Over the years I've studied this topic, it's become increasingly apparent that UFOs are intimately intertwined with the paranormal. So I began my Christmas reading with Hansen's book, The Trickster and the Paranormal, more of a textbook than light reading, while also delving into a few other books by major players in science and government UFO research. These are the physicists and engineers with multiple PhDs, government titles, and above top secret government clearances. Here's who I consider the big four: James Lukatsky, Hal Puthoff, Eric Davis, and Jacques Vallée. Rather than read things written about them, I prefer to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. "Everything I can say is written in my book," said Lukatsky in a recent interview. When pressed further, his reply was, "I can't comment on that." When I was playing varsity basketball in high school, girls could only play half court, meaning that if you got a rebound and headed down the court, you risk getting a foul if you cross that center line. This sounds like Lukatsky, whose Pentagon handlers tell him how much he can reveal regarding government programs that investigate the phenomena, meaning UFOs and the paranormal. Lukatsky, an engineer who specializes in propulsion, says, "If you think UFOs are only about the nuts and bolts stuff, you're only looking at the tip of the iceberg." So I ordered two of Lukatsky's books, Skinwalkers at the Pentagon and New Insights, both about OSAP, the Advanced Aerospace Weapons Systems Applications Program, a secret UFO government-funded research program whose philosophy was to study all phenomena related to UAP. Lukatsky directed OSAP from 2008 to 2010. Topics covered include craft sightings, craft retrievals, cattle mutilations, psychokinetics, telepathic communication, and many high strangeness experiences. Both books have been thoroughly reviewed by the Pentagon, which over a period of 19 months redacted anything they felt was more than the public should know. OSAP took place 15 years ago. Makes one wonder what has happened since then. The information gathered by OSAP serves three purposes. First, it addresses the issue of a potential national threat by non-human intelligence. Second, is the interest in advanced technology for weapons systems gained from non-human intelligence. And third, the development of new advanced materials for commercial use. The New Insights book is also a reference book that refers readers to numerous scientific peer-reviewed papers addressing advanced weapons systems and advanced materials, such as a paper-thin material that's strong enough for building construction. If you're interested, read these books, remembering that this is the viewpoint of the military, which only investigates things it feels to be a national threat. There are many other perspectives, including spiritual perspectives and the perspectives of experiencers, which are very different from the government's point of view. And if you find this topic scary, don't read these books. Instead, read a Stephen King novel, because at least that's fiction. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.